Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your Saturday night party sexy time.
With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slob troll.
Yahoo.
Saturday night party sexy, sexy time. Sexy time.
Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to a club on a Saturday night. I order a vodka to make me feel right. The place is best. Dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you, you're dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I want to talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yabby dabby day, oh boy, I wanna be a disco boy. I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine tonight. Yabby dabby day, oh boy, I wanna be a disco boy. I wanna dance with you, wanna hold you tight, wanna make you mine tonight.
Some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the bay.
Saturday night party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Cactus Patriot Greg.
Cactus.
Yahoo.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo!
Cactus. What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The Game Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
On the network.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Completado la especie es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del
hielo.
Vince in the Bay.
In the Bay.
Saturday night party sexy time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very much.
Party sexy time.
Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay. Did you miss me? It's your Saturday night party sexy time. I'm getting sexy for you right now, ladies and gentlemen. I have a secret rogue double agent. This girl is, she's former KGB, CIA, MI5, MI6, MI10, you name it. She's done it all. She's a world-renowned international underground DJ, and she's also a troll extraordinaire, and she's going to be my co-host tonight on Party Sexy Fun Time. No, it's Saturday Night Party Sexy Time, yes, with my special co-host, Kishu, who I'm welcoming to the program now. Hey, Kishu.
Hi, Jim. That was really funny. I was laughing at my little intro there.
What was so I'm sorry. What was so funny? This is Party Sexy Time. There's nothing funny about this. We're going to get down to
it.
I hope you know.
It was sexy. It was so sexy.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to get down. Hell yeah.
Oh, we are, sister. It's your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. I'm Vincent the Bay. And thank you, Chit Chatters, for showing up. This is great. I wasn't planning on doing this show. And here we are. Andrewski, Goofy Bone, Kishu, Troy Shadow, and Fat Red Dragon. All right. And, oh, brother. Just when I thought the party was heading somewhere fast, we have the One Angry Jew with us. What a do, Jew. Hello? Your hand's up, Jew. What's up? Hello? One Angry Jew, you're on the air. Unmute yourself, dude. Hello? I know you're there, dude. Your hand's up.
Maybe he's getting a happy ending again.
Oh, okay. He could be in the middle of a happy ending. You're right. Maybe he was so inspired by that sexy intro, he busted a nut or two and he just passed out. That can happen.
That's so true.
Oh, I love that. That's my favorite line from any Barack Obama speech ever. And yes, we know that some of them are gay.
Well,
I
heard
that.
Did
you just
really
say
funny.
That? For a while there, after he did that speech, I started cutting together like his speeches and just adding that after he said anybody's name or any group of people. Like if he said, you know, we are about to bomb the Libyans, and yes, we know that some of them are gay.
That's amazing. Oh, my God.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I never heard that. That's until now.
I have
great.
No problem. I, Barack Obama, have no problem with the Tea Party, and yes, we know that some of them are gay.
Wow.
The possibilities are endless. Yes, Fat Red Dragon, I did a Freudian slip there. It's your fault for naming okay, full disclosure here. Fat Red Dragon, big ups to my man, Fat Red Dragon, a.k.a. FRD from the 420 Grindhouse crew. Good times with those fellows over there. But they do a little thing, a little segment on their show that they call Sexy Fun Time. And I've been doing not a segment, but an entire show called Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. Now, Party Sexy Time and Sexy Fun Time, don't those sound similar to you, Kishu?
Yes, they sound very similar, actually.
I mean, like strikingly similar.
I think
like,
you got jacked,
dude. I've got Saturday Night Party Sexy Time, and they have Party Sexy Fun Time. No, it's what is it, FRD? I don't know, whatever it is. It's suspiciously similar, okay? And I've been doing my Party Sexy Time for a while, kids. Go in the archives. I've been doing this shit for, at least 2 years now. And I just found out about these Cannabis Monk 420 Grindhouse characters just a couple of weeks ago. And all of a sudden they're doing a Sexy Fun Time? I don't think so. No. But they redeem themselves in the fact that their actual Sexy Fun Time segment is actually entertaining. It's actually good. It's actually better than this show. So I give them a pass on that. But I have to give them props. I did, however, capture one of their party's fun time deals. Basically, what they do is they go into I'm sure you're familiar with this exercise, Kishu.
Uh-oh.
What they do is they go into an unsuspecting tiny chat. Usually they go into one that's, they like to target the Hispanic chats. But the Hispanics tend to let you play a little bit longer. You get a little more fun time with the Hispanics. Goofy can back me up on this. But what was I talking about?
Tiny chat and Spix.
Oh yeah. So they go into the tiny chat. They play the porn music and FRD does a little strip tease, and until it gets kicked and bounced out of the chat. And I caught a couple of these on video, and they're up on my YouTube channel. You can check it out at youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. But the first, actually, I didn't have a Vince in the Bay YouTube channel until I was hanging out with those guys and they were in tiny chat. And I screen captured their little striptease, and then I was like, "Fuck! I got to post this on my." I was like, I'm gonna "Post this on my own personal channel? Are you kidding me? This is garbage." So, hence, the Vince in the Bay YouTube channel was born. So now I have four. I have like four videos on there, and half of them are not even my radio show. They're another radio show. It's a bit on the Cannabis Monk 420 Cruise, whatever the hell their name is.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I've seen some of that stuff in action. It's a lot of win. It's a lot of fun.
No, don't worry. Don't worry, sister. Plenty of action to come. C-U-M.
The BWC recently did something like that with a long-term boy. His name was Matt Carrico. And one of the BWC members, it was a male, has a really good female voice, and for I don't know how long it went on, months, it went on, and he was falling in love with the girl.
Wait a second, hang on, Kishu, hang on one second. How do I know you're not that one male member of the BWC that does a good female voice calling into my show right now? How do I know you're not him?
It's very possible. What if you know, I have just like a huge penis right now.
You are fucking good.
I'm really good.
See, she trolls you when you don't even realize she's trolling you. That's how sneaky she is. See, that comes from years studying in the martial arts, I'm sure, and also going back into your years in the KGB, which we won't get into here on the air. Trust me, we signed the disclosure agreement beforehand, so I'm allowed to say that, but that's about it.
That's it. Seriously, Ben.
All right, so we got to take a minute here and pause. What I like to do on my program from time to time is shine a little light on some underprivileged folks in the community. And we have a little outreach program here on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if you're familiar with it, where they have we have people that are kind of down and out on the street, you know, just trying to make ends meet. We have them come into the BTR studios and they pick up trash and stuff, and we give them like leftovers and whatnot. And one of the kids that came up through this program was an aspiring rapper here in the Bay Area, and he does the janitorial work here. You might have seen him around changing the garbage cans or cleaning the shitters. I'm talking about Goofy Bone. Goofy Bone, welcome to the program.
Oh, shit, am I live?
You're live, bitch.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Vince, you have the greatest introductions for me, I'm telling you. You make me actually feel like a popular person.
Hey, I just tell it like I see it, bro.
Cool. Anyways, what's up?
Are you sipping on some scissor there? What are you scarfing down there, bro?
I made a new drink, lemonade and Captain Morgan. It tastes nasty, but to me it tastes pretty good. The great Satan says, I am boring. You're boring tonight. I barely got on the phone. Fuck, Satan. Give me a chance.
The great Satan can shove it up his ass because I tried to put him on first, front and center, top of show, and he fucking laid a turd. He couldn't even unmute himself. I don't know. He was He's probably scarfing down some more bratwurst or whatever the hell it is. What was he making? Jew, are you there now? Hello, Jew.
What was he making? I was making sauerkraut.
Yeah, sauerkraut. Same thing, dude.
Fantastic.
God, you're
sauerkraut.
Disgusting.
Nothing works better than sauerkraut, baby.
Oh, my God. Are you wearing a bib tonight, I hope?
No, I wear cheap T-shirts, so I just wipe this with them.
Oh, you're Patriot Gregging, bro. This is a new one. I get to play Patriot Greg.
Patriot Greg.
I got so many goddamn fucking piece of shit audio files on my computer or my switchboard, I can't find the goddamn Patriot.
Patriot Greg.
There you go, fucking Jew.
Heard up.
347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vincent the Bay, kicking it freestyle off the top of the dome with my good friend Kishu, who decided to come out. And she actually, this is thanks to Kishu.
Right, she's your good new friend.
Suggested, shut the fuck up. Did I not mute him? Oh. Anyway, thank you, Kishu, for inspiring me to do a show and agreeing to come on with me, and I'm having a great time despite what
the thanks for having me.
Is that Kishu in your little pictures?
That
not
is
the unicorn. You're high, you're a little hot chick. You know that, right?
No,
oh, yeah.
She has no clue, bro. You just blew her mind.
No
she just found out tonight. Now she's going to have a big head. Fuck, great. Thanks, you fucking Mexican.
Sorry, you know me. Covered in
shit. I can't do anything. You know, I give I give the Jew and the Mexican a shot. I really do. I mean, if anybody is guilty of, what's the word, philanthropy, that's me, Vincent Bay, guilty as charged. Sorry, given a voice to the voiceless, you know, and what do I get? I get that. I get bullshit. Oh my God! All right, let's see what. Speaking of bullshit, let's go back to the phone lines and see what else we have here. I got somebody calling in from area code 215. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, little nigga, I'm gonna hit your ass with a freeze pop.
That was terrible. All right, 111. You're on the air.
I got this little herpes problem. My dog's got herpes. My cat's got herpes. I don't know what to do with Omega. Should I hit him with that freeze pop or what?
Hit him with the what? What did he say? Kishu, you're a troll. You can translate. What did he say? Hit him with the what?
I think he said a freeze pop. That's what it sounded like.
Pop. No, I've heard you can. Can't you take? Like, I've heard what people do is, you know how you have that canned air that you can use to, like, clean out your computer and stuff? I think what you can do is take, you don't use the straw, and you, like, I don't know, you, like, jimmy it so it just, like, gets on a steady stream. And I think if you just nail that right on the head of one of your herpes, it's like if you can angle your lip just right to where you can get that thing gassed on it, really hard, hyper, it would I think that would do the trick and numb it to hell, and probably you could just at that point you could probably just take an X-Acto blade or something and just slide it right off and you'd be good. Moving on, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vincent the Bay here to make all your dreams and desires come true tonight, folks. And we can talk about anything. I mean, this is Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. The idea is we're going to get sexy here. I know it's not starting off that great. You know, I brought on a sexy co-host, and you know, it's been all downhill from there. I'm sorry, Kishu.
It's okay, sweetheart. I think it's absolutely hilarious. That's a lot of fun. I love calling into your show. I'm
awesome.
Really just, you know, very thankful you had me tonight and you're doing your show. It's a lot of fun. So.
Sweet. All right, let's take some more calls. We got another 111 here. Go ahead, you're on the air, 111.
Yo, nigga, he said nothing with a freeze pop.
Uh-huh, and what else? Okie dokie. 347-826-7667 is the number, folks. Vincent the Bay, my guest tonight, Kishu. I also have the Jew and the Mexican here with me. And I'm sorry. Did Mexican, did you say something, or did you want to say something?
I was just laughing because, you know, the show is nothing cultural. You know, we got nothing but culture in this
I know, yes.
Show.
We are, see, that's the thing. I'm giving a voice to the voiceless here.
But now, you can
service.
Get rid of herpes due to the trolls because they're telling you helpful hints.
Yeah, they get a bad rap, dude. They get a bad rap. I understand where they're coming from, and they're just trying to express an opinion, just like you and the Jew are. Although the Jew seems to be doing it via hammering extremely hard on his keyboard, so I'm going to mute him again. And
boring with a gay laugh from the great Satan. Thanks, Satan. I actually played to you, you fuck. Now you're making fun of me? I'm going back to God. Dumbass.
We're all going to hell. Hey, let's take a break. And while we do that, you know, I talked about Patriot Greg there, and I haven't played this thing in a long time. Yeah, I'm going to play this in honor of Patriot Greg. If you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay.
Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every one who are listening to this show live, and also those who will be listening in the archive. I thank you for Blog Talk Radio and for this channel that you have given us to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from all over the country and the world.
Hello. not a whole lot going on.
We're on the network.
We're on the network.
Cletus.
We're on the network.
Penis.
Wow, that was intense, dude.
Wow. That was
fucking intense.
Ignore Ken Moore.
You should have been more specific.
Patriot Greg.
My heart is not intuitive. All right.
I know.
Oh,
my
God.
It's
really not. It's okay. It's my flaw.
Patriot Greg.
Hey, Vince, there's a change in the troll wars. Goofy's going to be upset.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the troll wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Get them off! These people are idiots.
Hello? My name's Larry O'Connor.
This is William Jefferson Clinton.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Bitch the Bay. He is not gay.
Stupid son of a bitch. Shut up.
Is that Vincent the Gay or what?
Vince the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince is not gay.
Cactus, 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 cactus.
That's right.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Yeah, right me.
Vince is a slob troll.
Yahoo.
Cactus.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay.
The Gay Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Representing
the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh, my God.
Vince in the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Yes, they are. And I'm Vince in the Bay. And I'm back with Kishu and Goofy Bone and the One Angry Jew.
Yeah, that's debatable.
Hey, Vince.
What?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Oh, man, I made fun of Cal Pope, man. He's going to hate me for this one.
Oh, gee, that was a joke.
What'd you do this time, man?
Oh, man, you know, I had to do a YouTube video.
Oh, poor Cal Pope.
I got Bill Clinton, and I mean, I got Bill Clinton.
Oh,
I mean,
nice.
You know, I went after Cal Pope.
Yeah.
Is it
already up?
I dedicated it to the
Jew. Put the link in the chat, dude. Let's check it out.
No, it's not finished yet. I got to edit it. It'll be up by tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be good. I'm sure if it's from you, Goofy, it'll be good, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
People underestimate the bone.
I always got to get them back.
Anywho.
Fucking makes me look like a dog chew toy. Shit.
Hey, let's do a little roll call. You know who's not here is
Wolverine.
I'm sorry.
Great Satan said to me.
Oh, I don't give a shit what your running commentary is with that fucker is. That guy has no room to complain about this show. He had such a boner, such a hard on for this show that before the second it was posted, he immediately ran to his computer and dialed in the little comment section and had to put in, like, Armageddon is here or something. Which, in Jew translation, means I have a boner the size of Texas, and it's for Vince in the Bay and his show because he's got some hottie on that I don't know who she is, and she doesn't know who I am yet, so maybe I'm going to get some.
Yeah, he sent me a PM. He was like, send me nudes. That was pretty
funny.
Well, Kishu, you are a hot mama. If that's you in the picture.
That is definitely me. I have 1,000 pictures to prove it and a webcam as well. So.
Now, I have a question. Hey, Kishu, I don't know if this is too probing, but I've noticed that the BWC tends to have, the female members tend to be more out there and visible. Like, their likeness is not a mystery so much, whereas the guys tend to be more of a mystery. With the exception of one or two guys in that crew, most of the guys tend to don't want to show their face, and the females don't seem to have a problem. Why is that?
You know, I don't know. I think it's just maybe a girl thing that, you know, girls want to show off if they're pretty, I guess.
Are there any ugly members of the BWC? How about that?
There was one, and he's been kicked from the BWC, I guess.
Is that a prerequisite? Is you have to be attractive?
Yes. Because actually, now that I think about it, yeah, we're all pretty attractive, so.
Yeah.
Pretty win.
Another club I'll never get
into. I have to tell you the story about the guy with the girl voice, though. I'll make it really fast, but.
No. Take your time. We've got an hour and 28 minutes, and I have nothing but I have no filler other than a ton of music to play. So I'd much rather hear you talk about something.
I thought you were telling me no for a second. I got mad there. anyway, so
pretty much one of our BWC members named Katomi pretty much trolled this boy, Matt Carrico. And Matt Carrico fell in love with Katomi as a girl and wanted, you know, like, to get married. I mean, got her a ring, all kinds of shit. I mean, it was going on for months. And then I started talking to this Matt Carrico and got on cam for him a few times. And then he fell in love with me and wanted to cheat on Katomi. And so it all finally ended yesterday when we got on cam and Katomi showed his huge 8-inch penis. And he realized he'd been talking to a man the whole time. So it was a lot of fun. There's a lot more details. But, yeah, it was really fun. And Katomi, definitely, I give Katomi props. Because, you know, he really had this guy going. And apparently this guy was molested when he was 3 years old and was born with some fucked up penis. It's like literally like 2 inches and it's like the head is like...
I don't get down
feet,
like that.
In the middle. Sorry. But, yeah, so it was just really even
more
like
when...
You know, well, there's the reality show on that one. That's what I want to see. After the guy finds out he's been talking to a guy all this time, I want to see his reaction. That's what the
I don't get down like that.
Oh, man.
Talking about, like, suicide and stuff. It was pretty intense. Like, it was really intense.
I don't get down like that.
America is.
Yeah, well.
Barrel roll.
We love to
laugh. No, I got one of those. Yeah, I got one of those. You want a barrel roll? Here, we're going to take a call, but before we do.
Do that shit, bitch.
Yeah, before we do it, here's a good old-fashioned barrel roll.
Barrel roll. Anyway.
Area code 509, you're on the air. Area code 509, you are on the air with Kishu, Vince, and Goofy Bone.
Where's the Jew?
Okay,
hey,
509,
Jew,
your hand. Yeah, hand is up. Hello? 509. Going once, going twice. All right.
They died.
Well, we'll bring you back if you decide to
he
come
Jewed
back.
Jewed away.
No, that wasn't the Jew. The Jew's here. The Jew's just being quiet.
What you doing? Playing with his yarmulke?
Oh, he's stop probably it. Jerking off the Kishu's picture right now. Which is what I'm doing. I don't know about you.
No, I haven't thought about that. You know, I get pissed off. I haven't jacked off in years because it's like I feel stupid. I can just call a broad and she'll come over and slurp me up. You know what I mean? I don't do it no more.
Slurp you up, huh?
That's a great visual,
with
isn't it?
Draw? Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Anyway, if you folks out there listening would like to join us on this cavalcade of mediocrity, the call-in number is 1-347-826-7667. I promise I will give you ample time to speak your mind and join us here on the conversation. It's only a couple of clicks away. Just dial it in, folks. I won't bite very hard.
You can bite me hard, Vince.
Oh,
anytime,
yeah?
Baby.
All right. We'll save that for the after party. I want to take calls here. I don't want to get too distracted. But this is party sexy time, so it's kind of no holds barred.
It is.
Shouts out to Alaskan King Crab. Andrewski. Andrewski. Creme de la creme. Hey, baby. Dick Burns presents in the Hizzle. Goopy Bone. Jack Burton, 81. I wonder how old Jack is. And, oh, the lovely Kishu Zikova, our secret double agent co-host for the evening.
Being monitored.
And the and the great Satan, of course, and Troy Shadow.
Fucking great Satan. The names these fuckers come up with are like Alaska King.
That's a pretty good name.
That's actually Chatter of the Night. We should come up with a, you know what? Chatter of the Night award goes to Alaska King Crab. That's right. Alaska King Crab. I presume. Where's Alaska King Crab? He must be calling, must be tuned in from Alaska, right? So I'm going to have to see what he wins for tuning in tonight and winning the chit chatter name of the night. Let's see. Let's go to Alaska, shall we? And let's see. Fairbanks? Let's see. Where is he closest to? Southeast Alaska, Kenai Peninsula, Fairbanks, or Anchorage?
And I would go Anchorage. Just, go ahead. That's where everyone's at.
If Alaska King Crab, if you could just type in the chit chat box what the closest city is to you in Alaska, we'd love to know so we can get your prize to you ASAP.
Courtesy of Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, this is thank you. And also, what Goofy? Weedmaps.com, right?
And Weedmaps.com. Look for your local weed provider in your neighborhood near you. Weedmaps.
Dude, seriously, the place I go to, it's embarrassing. I go there every day. And I should, and what's great is, seriously, every day, it's like a new lineup. It's insane. I think they just put different stickers on the same shit and name stuff something different just to fuck with people. But I don't know. It works because every time I go in there, damn, there's Starfruit today and Green Kush and Purkle and Headband. And it's like every day it's something different. It's insane. I'm going to record some commercials for them and just like, and then either play them on my show or just send them to them and just say, hey, what do you guys think? Do you want to fucking like, I'm not even asking for them to sponsor my show in so much that if I like promote them, maybe I get like 50% off or something. You know what I mean?
Who knows?
It's all about bartering, you know, I'm all about bartering more than anything. If you can exchange goods and services directly without, to me, that's real capitalism. If you ask me, is a straight across, you know, exchange of goods and services without having to use cash, because cash is really not supposed to be. It's really just a measure of value. It's not supposed to be value in and of itself. You know what I mean? Cash is supposed to be
cash
something.
Cash is a communism.
We're like me and Goofy Bone. Me and Goofy Bone, like, we walk down the street and like, he's like, dude, I need some weed. And I'm like, dude, I need some beets. And he's just like, yo, I'll give you some beets. You give me some weed. And we're like, straight. You know? But if he's like, I need some beets. And I'm like, no, I need some fucking crank. He'll be like, oh, all right, here's $50. And then we're good. You know what I mean?
There we go.
That's how it should be. The people have been getting lazy, and everybody's a middleman, and it's just, you know, people are trying to get cut in line in the fucking cafeteria, and it's all a bunch of bullshit.
Hey Vince, you gonna
right,
go to
can
that
we find
thing
out where he's from? Can we find out where he's from in Alaska already? Jesus Christ. He raised his hand, but he didn't say where he was in Alaska. Did he?
Yeah. Hey Vince.
Hello. Alaska King Crab, where in Alaska are you from, dude?
Oh, my.
All right, you know what? Fuck him. You know what? I don't care where you are in Alaska. You're going to have to go to Anchorage to get your prize. And your prize is going to be... wait a second. Where's... All right, there you go. Okay, a free wood chair. That's right. Alaska King Crab. Oh, can I? Oh, okay. You know, I can do it over. Oh, wood chair is pretty good. That wood chair looked pretty good. All right, Kenai Peninsula. Is that what you're saying? Because you just lost a good, perfectly functioning wood chair.
Oh, man. I'm going to die.
Okay. All right, fine. All right, Anchorage is 100 files. Okay, Kenai Peninsula. All right, we're going to do that for you. And you are going to win tonight a dishwasher. That's right, a Kenmore dishwasher. It needs an electrical switch and a handle, but other than that, it works fine. And it's 66 for approximately, $100 or so in parts. Prior to that, it was working fine. But the price is right because it's free and it's yours, a new dishwasher. It's available for pickup between 8 and 5 tomorrow afternoon in Soldotna. And congratulations, Alaska King Crab. Here you go. And there's your prize. Congratulations. You're a big winner here tonight. Thank you for participating in the show. It's Vincent the Bay, making everybody's dreams and desires come true tonight. If you want to get in on the action, do it now. 347-826-7667.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное. Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголь. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо.
Джобби Чарджин!
работать не хотел. Сидел на кабал, заработать не хотел. Not that crime.
That is right. You guys perfectly natural.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by
Mrs. Bay.
Coming up, the president and Democrats,
they're hot,
and tax cuts. So they say you can't protest if you haven't actually read the material.
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
I was just, ew, and they're just, but you know, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I would probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving. Stimulus, crucial speech on jobs, and dare we say, stimulus.
I
don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner, in for Julie Banderas, and we are live, flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over old glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers will tell you, it's a game that soothes the soul. Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight, just two stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
Oh, I will. Oh, my God. Hey, everybody. Vince in the Bay back here with you, taking your calls. The lines are wide open. Jew is here with me. Yep, just three of us just kicking it here.
I think everybody died tonight.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, I gotta take a sip of the water. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
I don't think anybody wants to talk.
What I want is that music to be lowered.
Well, why don't you have your ears hired? Raise your ears up a little bit, bro.
What what happened to
What's
the
wrong with this music? Is this music bothering you, Kishu?
What happened to the gig?
I don't know. I think it's
just relaxing. I'm gonna keep the music then. Kishu likes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So shouts to Goofy Bone who came through.
Apparently.
He private messaged me. He said that he puked all over his desk because he was laughing so hard.
What was he laughing about? Man.
You?
There's nothing funny about me.
Have you seen yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Pretty funny.
I've never seen him. Send me a picture. I'm interested.
No, you don't want to see. The only picture, the only evidence I have of him is his left big toe, and that's not a pretty sight.
Oh. I think maybe
trust
that's
me,
him
trust
in the picture.
Me on this.
He
this is one of those ones.
Chat.
Seriously, take the brofiliation, my word for it. Seriously. Not gonna be pretty. We're still just getting started here. We're just getting the party is just starting.
This is true.
We already have tons of people listening. This is awesome. I decided to just do this on a whim, and I'm having a good time. I just sucked down a pretty meaty bong rip, so I'm still kind of recovering from that. But. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Give us a ring-a-ding.
jump on the horn. It's 347-826-7667. Let's let the party continue, shall we? And let's do some Balkan beatbox. Bulgarian chicks.
Here comes music to set your soul on fire, on fire, on fire, on fire, on fire. Here comes music.
so much, New York. Thank you. This is the Balkan Beatbox. Thank you so much.
You're Beatbox recorded live in New York City at Irving Plaza. Vincent Bay, if you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. And I'm back here with the Jew and Kishu. And sounds like the Popo as well as swinging on by here. I can't tell if that's in my, in the background of my eardrums or not. Shit, the cops are coming. I'm fucked. Whatever.
Run. It's all because
it is what it is. I'm Vince
in
the Bay and back here with Kishu. I'm sorry, Kishu. I was just talking over you. What'd you say?
Oh, I said they're coming because you spilled about the KBG.
I didn't play Kenny G.
As you did that, I spilt water all over my, or as I was saying, I spilt water all over myself. That was pretty awesome.
Oh, because I played that song, the cops are coming to get me?
No, never mind.
I didn't catch what you were cooking, what you were saying there.
I said, it's because you spilled about my double agent-ness.
Oh, yes, my bad. Oops. I really appreciate you hanging out here with me, Kishu. It's been fun so far.
That's fun. It's always fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Ju, you're behaving right now. That's cause for alarm. What's the problem?
It's the time.
No, it's the time. Yeah, you know what? It's past my bedtime, too, bro. I should be sawing logs myself.
I'm looking at porn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were sending some links in the chat.
What a creeper, huh?
Right. Although that last link was pretty wan. It was pretty hot.
What was hot about it?
She had like tears in her eyes, and it was just pretty hot. I could just imagine, you know.
You want to be her, don't you?
I do.
How bad?
Not that bad. His voice changed completely. That was really creepy. Did you catch that, Vince?
No, his voice always sounds creepy to me.
Yeah, but it got like 10 times creepier. How bad? Not that bad, Jew. Not that bad.
What happened to the gay guy?
What gay guy? Which one? Are you talking about me?
I'm talking about a gay guy with a show.
A lot of people say that I'm gay, so I might as well just fess up to it then. Yes.
What happened to the gay guy with a show?
About?
What's
that?
His name? What's his name? The idiot. What's the Texan?
Carl?
Not Carl. That Carl is Jake. Jake's already admitted that. No, the Texas gay guy. Iconoclast.
I don't know what you're talking about, dude. You're throwing some shit at me that I don't
Iconoclast.
Know.
Iconoclast. What happened to Iconoclast?
What do you mean? He's still around? I mean,
he hasn't had a show.
No, he still does shows. I go over to his show sometimes. He doesn't acknowledge me at all.
You go over to a gay guy show?
Sure, why not?
Why?
Dude, I live in San Francisco. If I had a problem with gay people, I would not be living here.
I didn't ask you if you had a problem with gay people. I just asked you if you went over to the gay guy show.
Yeah, I go over to the gay guy show. Sure, why not?
All right. That's all I wanted to know.
Murphy?
So, Carl is Jake, huh?
Yeah,
yes, Carl is Jake.
Where did you find
that
out?
Awesome.
What happened to Dick Burns? He seems to have left the city.
Are you telling me that Jake? Because first of all, whoever is Carl, is also a lot of other people, and it's fucking pretty awesome. And if it is Jake, then fucking props to Jake because he's fucking rad, dude. He's like my best caller.
Yes.
He fucking takes a shit on you, Jew.
He's not better than me.
Blows you out of the water. If that's Jake, dude,
he's had the same act for exactly every night.
Yeah, but you know what? His same exact act is like five other acts. Your same exact act is one act all the time.
Yes, well, I'm consistent.
I actually really like Jake. I listened in on his show for a little bit tonight for the first time, and I like him a lot, but he's 17, and, you know, that just doesn't fly. So,
what doesn't fly?
That's a bummer.
What state are you in?
What state am I in?
Yeah. Oh, no. The Jew is going to finagle some way for you to become a pedo. Look, I'm not... That's not where this program is trying to go to.
No, if it's to get his mother's permission, then it's not a problem.
No. He's 18 in 4 months, apparently. I can wait 4 months.
Yeah, you're going to wait a lot longer than that. He's gay.
That's awesome. No, I could tell that. It was funny. He never answered me about it, though, when I asked him.
Hey, Dick Burns is back.
Yay.
Where did he go?
Why are you so obsessed with Dick Burns? What's
your
fucking
problem,
bro?
I'm curious what her obsession is.
What my obsession is?
Yeah.
He's God. He is just, that's all there is to it.
He's God. I heard 20 seconds of his show last night.
He's great.
I think he's hilarious. I really do. I think he's hilarious myself. Huh? What?
I said, besides you, Vince, Dick Burns has the best show on BTR.
Yeah, you know what? It's crazy because the night I met you, you were in here with Dick Burns, and I had never really encountered Dick Burns before that night, or you, obviously. And I was chatting with you, and I said, you know what? Dick Burns should have his own show. And then, like, lo and behold, like 30 minutes later, you chatted me back. Oh, hey. Dick's doing a show, and I'm his co-host. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. It was like a wish fulfilled instantaneously. Like, you guys are fucking reading, like, fucking hijacked my mind. You guys fucking, you like fucking hacked my mind. How do you do it?
You know, just get in there and, you know,
you guys are good.
Out or something.
I appreciate it. Thanks for hacking my mind, though. I'm having a great time since you did it.
No problem. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's been a fun few days, definitely.
Yeah, it's been cool. I feel like fucking, what's his name? Neo. Whoa. 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 Shouts to Insomniac Radio. Alaska King Crab. Our big winner tonight, Alaskan King Crab. We christened a new a new bit on the show, and it's Chit Chatter of the Night. And tonight's winner, Alaskan King Crab. It's the best name in the chit chat room. Sorry, Insomniac Radio, you got in too late. But so shouts out to Alaskan King Crab, Dick Burns Presents, Insomniac Radio, Kishu Zakova, The Great Satan, Troy Shadow, and a bunch of guest listeners, and Creme de la Creme, who was here earlier. Shouts to her. I feel bad. She's a good friend of the show. It's good to see her in there. There's a lot of folks in and out. I appreciate the love. If you want to join me on the air, there's plenty of time to do so. 347-826-7667 is the numero. It's Vincent the Bay with the Jew and Kishu.
I think that we need to get Dick Burns in here.
Yeah, Dick Burns calling, bro. Make an appearance. I would love to have Dick Burns. You know, he doesn't have to appear as himself. He can troll me, whatever, dude. Bring it on. I'm down. I think you guys are fun. I'm totally down with it. And if anybody here listening hasn't heard Dick Burns' show, you should check it out. Especially if you like to see pedophiles get swift justice brought upon them, I guess, or just get exposed somehow or embarrassed. But I don't know. I'd like to see you guys branch out though beyond pedos. Like, I'm kind of worried that maybe there's
some sort of daddy
issues going on or something.
Yeah. How about guys with 2-inch? How about guys with 2-inch?
We're getting a horrible,
How about Wall Street power brokers? How about you guys like take down some of those assholes? How about some of these hedge fund managers that bankrupted our fucking country?
Yeah, Dick Burns, you got to work on that.
Yeah, let's get those guys on the.
Well, you know, it's much more than pedophiles.
Get those guys in a fucking trap.
We're getting a horrible image by this whole pedophile thing because it's much more than that.
No,
I mean,
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm totally down with like stinging the pedos, but it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like Cypress Hill. You don't want to get stuck into being like a weed smoking band. Then people are just going to be like, oh, you guys are just a weed smoking band.
Yeah.
But if you're like, we're a weed smoking band, but we also fucking ride elephants around town and fucking fuck each other upside down in, Sergeant Pepper's costumes, you know, some shit like that. Like, mix it up.
I just got a vision map.
Dick Burns does have a habit of sending girls to registered sex offenders' houses from the internet. I was a victim of that twice, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, that's funny.
It is funny. It was really funny. But yeah, I mean, there's so much more than that. Like, he could explain it so much better because, you know, he needs to get the credit because it's mostly him. I just follow him. So,
yeah, you're like the straight man. You're like every comic needs. I've seen you guys. You guys are a good team. You guys are great. I think every good comic, like every good funny guy, needs the straight man, and that's what you are, and you're good at it. And
thank you.
You know, everybody should be lucky to have, you know, a tandem like you have, or at least in the stuff I've seen. Like, I think you've got a good chemistry. I know the Jew will disagree, but he doesn't matter.
It's great. You know, I think Burns is absolutely hilarious. Like, I love doing stuff with him. I mean, it's a lot of fun. You know, it keeps my boring life unboring, and you know, it's good. So,
All right, let's take a call here. There's 111 on the air. You are on the line. Let's unmute them. 111, you're on the air.
Hey, what's good? It's Dick Burns up in the house.
Yeah. Welcome, Dick Burns. How it do, bro?
Hey, everything's going good. I mean, I watched the Strike Force fights on Showtime tonight, and everything was really good with that. Cesar Gracie fight team really pulled it out tonight, and Gil Melendez and Nick Diaz out of California, NorCal, where you're from. I mean, they represented hard, and they got the win.
That's right, NorCal in the house. How did Cassius Clay do?
Well, he was in the audience and he was shaking and drooling.
Oh, cool! He made it to his seat though.
Kind of. He had one ass.
I feel good about. I'm glad. I'm glad he's still alive.
I mean,
he is, isn't he?
I guess he is, man. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, he just kind of dropped off the map.
So
I mean, I don't know if he even talked.
I don't get this. I don't get this obsession with the mixed martial arts and all this stuff. It's like, and people that are into it are fucking into it. Like, you're either in or you're out. It's crazy because I have a few friends that just geek out on it fucking crazy. They know all the names. They know all the shit, and they just beat me down if I even question anything. It's crazy. And I can tell you.
I don't know any other athletes in any other sports. I don't watch anything else.
Yeah, it's weird.
Contact fighting.
Like that.
I mean, yeah, I have...
Just like that. You just like seeing people kick the shit out of them like any way they can.
Well, I mean, it is like kind of like that. I mean, I've been taking, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu since I was 20. So, I mean, I like watch, like grappling contests and stuff like that. I grew up a wrestler. Like, my parents got me into wrestling really young. And from 16 till now, I'm in my late 20s. I mean, I've been a kickboxer, and I've done 14 pro fights as a kickboxer. So, I mean, I watch all kinds of contact sports, but just not, like, the traditional kind.
Right on. That's insane. And, you know, I was thinking about getting into some sort of martial arts just to get some sort of regular exercise, and that was the thing I was thinking of getting into. There's actually Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, I can't even fucking say it, but there's a studio in my neighborhood that looks like it's run by this guy that is like from like, I don't know, he's like one of the hardcore dudes that goes back to Brazil, and he moved out here like 20 years ago, and he runs his own studio, and there was like a documentary on him on the internet that I found that was just insane, and all these people that had these testimonials that went through his school, and like most of these people just got into it like just to, like one guy, he wanted to lose weight, another chick just wanted to like exercise or whatever, and they become like obsessed with it. And they get, I don't know, they're just, like this chick would just easily take me to the ground in 2 seconds, no problem. She's like 4'3".
Yeah, I mean, it's a good time. I mean, it's a good workout. I mean, there are people that have came into, like, classes that I've been in who were, like marathon runners or, like, you know, pro cyclists. And, I mean, they were, like, just dying. Like, it's a different kind of workout than you would expect. And, I mean, if you want to, you know, you better keep it up if you want to, you know, have the endurance and the cardio to keep that going.
Yeah. So when you and Kishu are hanging out before you guys, fuck shit up on the show or whatever, do you just use her as, like, a punching bag or something, or just grapple with her just to get warmed up? Do you guys do that?
I mean, I am kind of a dick. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I mean, with girls, like, I do jiu-jitsu on chicks all the time. Like, I mean, like, and they don't agree to it either. Like, I just kind of fuck with them. I mean, it's great. It's like domestic violence that doesn't leave marks.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, Burns has beat me up a few times, but I always enjoy it. So, you know how that goes.
Burns,
I mean, the last time I had a girl actually agree to fight me, it was in my backyard. We did throw on gloves. I mean, we threw on boxing gloves. So, I mean, it was like, actually, I think these were 12-ounce gloves. But I literally, like, pretty much KO'd her with a body punch. I just came up with a left uppercut into the liver, and it was just, she was just ended. Like, not even able to, like, moan. Like, it was just, like, choking on nothing. Like, it was weird, but it was good times.
Sweet, dude. Hey, if you ever need a videographer, I do that sort of thing. I do all sorts of occasions, private events.
Oh, yeah, we'll do Dick Burns at San Francisco or some shit and
see what kind of shit
I get into.
Yeah, man, Dick Burns does. Dick Burns takes over Mitchell Brothers.
Yeah, I think that if Dick Burns made more videos in real life, he would be a millionaire today. Definitely. Just from the stuff that I've seen, you know. In real life. So I think videos would be very win for Dick Burns.
Let's see what the Jew has to say here, shall we? Jew, what did it do?
Jew's disgusted.
You're disgusted? Why? What's your problem, dude? We didn't even say anything disgusting. We were just talking about, like, fighting.
I didn't say you said anything disgusting. I just said the Jew's disgusted.
Oh.
Hey, I'm not for everybody. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, you know. But, you know, I do things that basically entertain me. Like, I never think about, you know.
Well,
you
how
know,
interesting
kinda...
that you thought I was talking about you. But the Jew is disgusted.
I figured that's what he was asking you was, you know, what you thought about me. And then he came with a disgusted comment. So figured
three
I'd clarify
people in this
about what I think.
Three people in this conversation, it's interesting that you thought I honed in on you.
Yeah, I usually do. I make everything about me.
Just a second ago, you were giving us play-by-play when he was coming in and out of the chat room, so I thought maybe you wanted to add something to some color commentary here.
I think that you
seem to have a deep interest. I don't know. I was trying to be inclusive. Again, giving a voice to the voiceless, and this is the payback I get. What a fucking dick.
He's probably mad that I called up Bill Wagner's show when he was on there so much and just trolled the shit out of the show. And I told everybody that he was in Thailand and there was a video of him with Ladyboy Transsexuals.
I've seen that video, actually. I've seen that. It's a great video. He's got a very small penis, but that girl is good.
Small penises. Let's talk about the guy with the 2-inch dick.
Who's the guy with the 2-inch dick?
Matt Carrico.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
We were talking about Matt Carrico getting trolled.
He's got a
guy
really
with views when he was three.
No, Jew, that's a different 2-inch dick, not yours.
And you you abused him. That's interesting.
Yes.
So you picked up and continued the abuse, I see.
Yeah. We like to do that here, you know?
Somebody's got to explain to me the fun of calling a guy in the middle of the night and telling him he found his dog dead. I'm trying to figure that one out.
I mean, can you imagine getting that phone call if you lost your, you know, your loved dog?
Well, I think I heard Foxy making that phone call, which is kind of odd because she's got animals. I was surprised.
Yeah, I've had calls like that, and I
have
tons of animals.
Irony, Jew.
I have three dogs sitting right
satire.
Next to me right now.
Jew,
exactly.
go on to Google.
I think it's called bad taste.
Irony, satire. Look up those two words. Look them up.
The Jew knows what irony and satire is. I don't think that either of them
do. No, I think you need a refresher maybe. All right, go do that for a second, and then we'll bring you back. Okay. So it's Vincent the Bay hanging out with Dick Burns and Kishu Zikova. If you wanted to hang out with us, the number is 347-826-7667. So, Dick Burns, you're into like hardcore music, huh? What kind of stuff do you like to listen to these days? That's like new.
I mean, you know, pretty much I like the kind of music. I mean, there's so many genres, you know, with people, you know, it's screamcore, it's screamo, it's hardcore, it's post-hardcore. You know, like, I mean, it's hard to follow up, you know, with, you know, it's hard enough to find bands. I mean, I don't have time to find out what genre it is. But, you know, I like stuff that, you know, is like, you know, pretty much singing with emotion, like that you can actually feel, and then throwing in just like vicious screaming. I mean, that's a recipe for win for me. Like, I like that kind of shit. Mm-hmm. I also like, you know, just straight up brutal hardcore. I mean, sometimes, you know, depending on the mood, I'll just go with some straight hardcore. I mean, and I grew up in punk rock, and I mean, I got into that at a very young age. I mean, we're talking elementary school. So, I grew up in the city of Chicago, and, I mean, really, to be honest, I listen to a lot of punk rock, too.
Right on. Well, maybe you'll like this. This is a song from a San Jose band, my hometown, San Jose, California. This band is called Sabretooth Zombie. They're on a local label here called 12 Gauge Records. And this is a song that I enjoy of theirs. I'm not really into hardcore and all that stuff, but I kind of like this. This is a Sabretooth Zombie. I'll be right back.
I'm out!
fuck. Hello? I think that's the end of it. I don't know. Shit. I just unmuted everybody and muted everybody. So I think you're back, Kishu and Dick.
What's up?
And unfortunately, the Jew.
The Jew's got some wind pitchers going on right now.
Who's got some wind pitchers? Oh.
In the chat. You know?
Me earlier today? Oh, do I even want to look? No, come on, dude. First of all, I'm Korean, so that's not even like culturally.
You're Korean, really?
Correct. I'm Korean, yes, and I have an afro, and my diapers are a little bit fit a little bit snugger than that. I'm not packing that much junk. I mean, I'd love to pack that much junk, but my diaper usually fits a little snugger. But close. That looks like the guy that's right next to me in my same room, actually. You got close. You got see, the Jew is trying to dox me. You got close, though. You got the right cell block. Wrong bed. Moving on. 347-826-7667 is the number. Vince in the Bay hanging out with some lovely people, plus the Jew. So, Dick Burns, you have your own show on BTR now. Tell us about that. What's going on there?
Well, you know, I'm just trying a few different things out right now. You know, I mean, a lot of the videos that I have on YouTube were about just, you know, going after pedophiles and this and that. And I mean, I'm not a moral fag, I mean, as they say. I mean, but, you know, the great thing about pedophiles is that nobody's going to stick up for them. I mean, you can be as brutal as you want to them, and nobody's going to care. And, I mean, I just have a lot of fun just being really nasty to them. But, so, I mean, I have a lot of material from doing that. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to branch out. We're going to do a lot more, you know, the music that I like. You know, the screamo, the hardcore, the punk, the post-hardcore, that type of stuff. I want to really put that out there. And because I just don't think there's, you know, like a forum, a music forum for, like, scene kids and things like that, you know. I was that about to, you know, shit, fuck, like, maybe, like, 8 years ago now. But, you know, I'm still into that kind of stuff. I still go to shows. I still do that type of stuff. And I want to, you know, keep, you know, playing things for people, informing about new bands because I'm always looking for that stuff. I just never really kind of grew up. I mean, a lot of my friends, you know, they started to, you know, get into other things. And, you know, I'm too cool for this kind of music now. Let's go with radio rock. And, I mean, and those friends, I mean, quickly became not friends. And, basically, from there, I mean, I still do a lot of the same stuff I used to do, and I just want to have fun. I want to, you know, just put out some viral stuff and you know, talk about that, laugh at people getting owned, and, you know, talk to trolls. Hell, I don't know. Like, I mean, I'm definitely in that scene, too. I mean, you know, get the best trolls of every type of trolling, like, on and talk to them about them just screwing people over. Hell, we'll do – I mean, there's really no set topic to what I'm going to do. And, you know, I have a, you know, Facebook page I'm trying to launch right now, like a Dick Burns fan page that I'm trying to launch. Got 22 friends or something now, so it's growing massively.
Dude,
and,
I was friend number 6, bro. I called number 6. I was in the top 10 first ever, so fucking I'm hardcore.
I was friend number 1.
And there's a timestamp, too. Timestamp, bitch.
Are you on the second page now? Because I made the mistake. I couldn't help but troll with the account that was hosting the Dick Burns fan page.
Oh, it's just already
so I got the first
banned.
One banned.
Right. Oh, so I got to friend it again. Shit.
Yeah, I got banned. But I'm not going to touch that page now for trolling. I have a separate account for that. So, yeah, I was nasty on that that first host account. But we're good now.
Yeah, that's how it works. It's just you don't really touch it. You just put it there and just say, hey, Show me you're a fan of Dick Burns. It's not like, hey, this is Dick Burns doing shit. It's like just here's a little place for you to like say hey.
Yeah, I mean, I want to post funny pictures there, viral videos. I want to post, you know, great music and, you know, MMA news. Like, I have a section, you know, of my favorite pages and stuff like that, and that's growing. I mean, I'm adding to it as we speak right now. And it was things that I used to have on my main accounts when I had, like, a real account for, like, the real Dick Burns, like, 2 years ago before I started to just only make troll accounts. But basically, yeah, I mean, I want to, like, introduce stuff to people so they're not so bored. I mean, maybe they'll start to appreciate other things than, you know, just straight rip trolling 24/7. I mean, there's a lot of funny shit out there, and, you know, the more funny shit you're exposed to, I mean, it makes for better trolling, too, to be honest. So it is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Real talk. So what do you think of Joe Rogan? He's kind of a comedian into the MMFA, whatever thing it is. What is it again? What's the wrestling thing?
Oh, UFC, Ultimate Fighting Championship.
UFC.
I mean, if you go to the Dick Burns fan page, he has a spot in the fan pages that I suggest, actually. I mean, I'm a huge Joe Rogan fan. And we're not just talking because he's a UFC commentator. I mean, I think he's like, you know, he's an irreplaceable addition to the UFC commentary team, in my opinion. And I also think that his comedy is awesome. He does an amazing podcast. He does like 2 hours of podcasting, sometimes even twice a week. If you go to joerogan.net, I mean, he's amazing. He's a great dude, and he has an epic forum, too. His forum is just blowing up. I'm a huge Joe Rogan fan.
Oh, right on. I'm going to have to check that out. Yeah, I follow him on Twitter, and I see him tweet about his podcast all the fucking time. And I haven't heard it yet, but now that you mentioned it, I think maybe I'll click on it next time, because it seems like he does it, like, almost every day.
He takes it really seriously, and he's been a comedian for a long time. I mean, people, you know, like he always says, like, you know, people know me as Fear Factor guy, but, I mean, he's
I remember him on Howard Stern. I remember him coming on Howard Stern and doing, he had this one bit where he'd just be like, he was like this fag and like he's getting up the ass and stuff, but he's like, well, but that's not gay, though. He had like some bit that he did on Howard Stern. It was fucking hilarious. And I gotta track it down. It was one of his earliest appearances. I was just busting up laughing. I couldn't believe it. This was like when, you know, Howard was still on terrestrial radio. Fuck, probably in the 90s. And that guy fucking stood out to me way back then. And like, and when he became, in fact, when he was on Fear Factor, I was like, wait, that comedian guy is on Fear Factor? What the hell is that all about? Why is he, I don't get it, why is he linked in this? But I guess he's just like a major enthusiast, so he's like, he's a conspiracy theorist too. He shows up on Alex Jones's show every once in a while too.
Yeah, he's going to pop up all over. I mean, I follow him. I follow him all over. I mean, to be honest, he's actually a jiu-jitsu practitioner too. He's a BJJ or a Brazilian jiu-jitsu brown belt, which is one step before a black belt.
Another,
I mean,
Gracie aficionado, huh?
He's under
exactly.
Eddie Bravo, I believe. So, I mean, he's a great dude. I mean, I'm a really big fan.
Keisha, what do you think of Ultimate Fighting?
What do I think about what? Sorry.
Ultimate Fighting.
Oh, I think it's great. I love it. I mean, like, I don't follow it or anything. Like, I've watched it every now and then. I think it's awesome to watch people get beat up.
you know? You're totally down for people getting the shit kicked out of them.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
Hey, is that guy,
and,
is that dude, that black guy, what's his name? Something Kim? Fuck. What's that guy's name? Crazy black dude in Ultimate Fighting.
Anderson Silva?
No,
I think there's a lot of crazy black dudes. Like
Rampage Evans or...
I gotta look it up,
dude. Wasn't there a black guy that recently, like, got his ass just beat, like, or maybe he didn't? I don't know. That's pretty vague. But, and it was like, I think
of
I followed your house, actually,
dude.
Friends, when you made the laundry
dude.
In this video.
UFC. Let's see what that is.
UFC black dude at Google. I mean, there's like Rashad Evans.
Black guy versus white guy. White guy versus black guy. Black dude versus KO's white girl. What? Black dude KO's white girl?
Oh, nice.
What is he, a bigger guy? Is he like what weight class are we talking? You know.
Oh man, I want to say his name is Wendell Kim, but that's not, or Kimbo Slice. Kimbo Slice,
the Florida street brawler.
Yeah, is that dude still around?
Nah, he's out. I mean, there's rumors that he was going to do some boxing, but that never came to light, and. I don't really know what he's up to now, to be honest. I mean,
yeah, it was hot, man. I was down with that dude. He was like the junkyard dog of the UFC.
I remember when I first saw his viral video. I mean, he like did this backyard brawl, and I mean, he punched the guy and pretty much punched his eyeball out of his head. It was like hanging out of his face, and I was just like, and then he like looks into the camera with this trashy beard, and he's like, "This is how I eat." Like, this is what I do, them streets. Like, I was loving it. I was a Kimbo fan for a while, and then I just kind of lost the love once I saw him try MMA, and it was just like, I realized he's just not as good as I thought.
What do you think about Rise Against?
I like Rise Against, yeah. I mean, I haven't really been following him the last few years. But, I like that, fast punk rock. I like that.
Yeah,
I don't really care for them at all.
No?
I'm into similar music as Burns. I'm into a lot more indie rock and stuff like that. But I am into, some of the stuff that Burns is into. But, yeah, I never really got into that band at all. I thought they were absolutely horrible, to be honest.
I like a couple of their songs. I think they're kind of catchy. I don't know. They're like a guilty pleasure. I don't want to like them, but I kind of do. I try not to.
I'm digging this pic that the Jew just posted.
Oh, jeez. Was it like Cabana Boy again?
No, it's a Goofy's Last Slurp.
Thank God. Thank God Carl didn't get wind of this show. Oh, it's nice to do a show not being harassed by Carl. although I think the Jew outed Carl, and I'm afraid that Carl won't call anymore.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Like, that's not cool, dude. Like if you knew it was if it was him, you shouldn't have said it on the air, dude, because that, like, spoiled it, kind of.
Maybe it's not him, though, you know?
I don't really hear it.
Like, because I listen to a show tonight, and I don't really, Carl to me sounds like an older man.
No. He's not older than me.
Oh, how old? Well, no, not like older than.
I'm 57.
I mean, like 25.
Yeah, he sounds like. Yeah, you're right.
Carl
does sound like
he's in
his
20s.
Carl sounds like he doesn't sound like he's 17, no.
And Jake definitely sounds 17, so.
Yeah. It's just tough. There's like, it doesn't fit the profile. Nobody fits the profile. I don't know. It's kind of, part of me doesn't want to find out.
I have a confession to make, Vince.
Oh, shit, what?
I'm Carl.
You're Carl? Oh, my God.
I'm also Dick Burns, and I'm also the Jew, and I'm also the...
Oh, my God, this is it. You're revealing everything now?
Yes, this is the troll. You just got fucking
trolled. The ultimate troll. Oh, my God. Insane. All right, what do you got here, Jew? God, he keeps posting. Oh, come on, dude. Don't. All right, that's it, dude.
Did he post CP?
No. No. And worse than that, dude. Much worse.
Oh, no, that's God, awesome. I love that picture. Oh, my God. I'm saving that one. Those
right,
nails.
I'm gonna beat off. Be right back.
Oh, man. Gotta see it. We'll be right back.
It's Vince in the Bay. Give me a call, 347-826-7667 is the number. Got about 15 minutes to go. Shouts out to the Chit Chatters. At the top of the list there, it's Dick Burns Presents. And then we have a ton of guest listeners. Thank you, folks, for dialing it in tonight. Appreciate it. If you're new to Bliggity Blog Talk Radio, what the hell? Sign up. You don't have to host a show. You don't have to pay anything. But what you do get to do is create a screen name, get yourself a little avatar, and, you know, upload your favorite picture of yourself, and or not, if you're smart. If you're smart, you will not use your real name or anything remotely resembling your actual identity. And you'll come up with some nickname. Don't use an obvious nickname that somebody that would know you well could pick out. Create something completely unique and organic to Blog Talk Radio so no one can ever trace it back to you ever in a million years, or else you'll be haunted by the trolls to infinity and beyond. I beg of you, if you join Blog Talk Radio, do it anonymously, not totally anonymously, but at least just create a screen name and upload a picture. And you can come in the chat room and talk with us. It's going to be fun. Trust me. Oh, and you know what you have to do also is ignore the great Satan, a.k.a. One Angry Jew, who is posting some vicious pictures. And there is a way to ignore him. And the way you do that is you just right-click on his name in the chat room, the great Satan. Or no, you don't right-click. You just click. Yeah, you just regular-click, left-click. And then you'll get a little pop-out screen, and it'll give you a little drop-down list that says, it'll say the great Satan, and then under it say private, whisper, ignore, kick, BTR profile, mute. Well, you probably won't have the kick option. I get the kick option. So what you want to do at that point is scroll down to the ignore. You just, bink, hit the ignore. And flippity-do, skippity-do, all that nasty spamage is gone, cleansed from your timeline. Yeah, a little tip there from Vince in the Bay, kids. I'm joined tonight by the lovely Kishu. Kishu, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I really appreciate
Thanks
it, honey.
Thanks for having me, sweetie.
And I also appreciate you bringing along Mr. Dick Burns. Dick Burns, thank you for joining me tonight as well.
It's my pleasure. When I hear the word Dick Burns, I always pop up.
Yep. And, One Angry Jew's here too. And we have open lines. What the hell? Let's do this. Call in, bitches. What the fuck?
Yeah, I can't believe there's no callers tonight, and there's so many guests.
You should be ringing off the hook. Or you know what?
Yeah.
I just gave everybody instructions to sign up to BTR, so maybe they're all doing that right now. That could be it.
Yeah, maybe I scared them away, Vince.
No, you didn't scare them away. It's all good. It's the Jew, as usual.
That's my troll.
The Jew has quickly become to me what I don't know if you guys watch Red Eye, but on Red Eye, Greg Gutfeld has his little he calls him his repulsive sidekick, Bill Schultz, and the Jew is the closest thing I have to a repulsive sidekick.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
That's why I invited you on, Kishu. That's why I invited you on to ease the pain.
Well, thank you. I definitely enjoy calling in, and I've enjoyed doing the show tonight. And, definitely a listener for sure from here on out, Vince in the Bay.
You got to bring some content, Kishu. Come on, where's some stories? Bring that shit.
Yeah, no, she brought some content earlier. She was giving us some classic BWC tales. Give us another, throw us another tale from the archives.
Oh, let me think. Did I tell you about how I got beat up by Burns? Have I told you about that yet?
No, I saw the video where he made you think that you drank gasoline or something.
Laundry detergent.
Yeah. That was funny. That's funny.
Yeah, there was another video that got
taken down. You seemed like you were like attached to the couch. It was weird. Like there was some like tractor beam that had you stuck to the couch. I guess it was just drunkenness.
Yeah, I know. I was so drunk I couldn't move. Like I was that drunk. It was really funny. But
That's how you know Dick Burns is a real, true troll. Is he trolled you in real life?
Yes, this is true. Multiple times.
I do a hell of a lot more real life trolling than I do on the internet. To be honest, like I'm always fucking with people.
Yeah, it's intense. I mean, there's girls that you know he's constantly sending to pedophiles' houses. You know, that he did a troll recently at his work. Well, it was kind of an accident. But, Dick Burns, why don't you tell that story? Or have you already told the story about the guys?
Which one are you referring to? I mean, I'm on my last leg there.
You're what?
Oh, no, I was just on my last leg there. I mean, recently, my recent problem was the April Fool's joke that I talked about yesterday was there was a girl, she has, she's on her third kid, she's pregnant, she's about to hit the second trimester, and she sits next to me, and she was like, what should I tell my family for April Fool's? I want to joke with them, I want to fake them out. And I was like, how about you tell them you miscarried? And she didn't think it was funny.
Yeah.
Not even a half smile, nothing. And I wound up in human resources, been dealing with that all week.
Oh.
Yeah. Never any good at a corporate job.
Oh, dude, I've been fired from every job I've ever had. Any real job I've ever had, done. Like, well, except for freelance jobs. You can't get fired from those because they're usually loud. They're so quick that they don't even know who the fuck you are and it's over. But, I always have personality conflicts. I guess I never drink the Kool-Aid. I can just never do it. Doesn't matter. I've taken jobs with places, like, for, like, lower pay because I thought it was, like, a cause that it was just. And I was, like, I was doing something that was, you know, I was making a difference. I wasn't doing it for the money. And I got fired from that, too. I just need to be independent. I just need to be my own boss. I've always been successful. When I've been successful is when I've been a freelancer, when I've been independent, when I've just, you know, just contractor, bottom line, baby, you know, what do you need? Let's get this done. You know, bada bing, bada boom, we're out of here. No dilly dallying, no fucking, you know, twiddling our thumbs and finger banging each other in the fucking, you know, the office. Behind the coffee machine and shit. Nobody fucking spilling coffee on their tie. None of that shit. It's just fucking, let's get down to business and go home.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I mean, even before I got into, like, the corporate world and stuff like that, like, I mean, I'm not proud of it, but, I mean, I'm just, I worked in pizza places and stuff like that. And, like, I worked my way up to shift manager. And when I was a shift manager, I was trolling people, and we had this cinnamon spread to make these cinnamon pie things. It was crazy. And I had two delivery drivers who were out on deliveries. And while they were gone, I took the cinnamon spread and I smeared it, like, on the wall and, like, on the toilet seat. And I cracked like one of the glass stink bombs in the little small shit bathroom. And it was actually when they got back, one of them got back, I told them they had to clean it, and they were, like, ready to walk out. They thought it was, like, they thought somebody, well, I think they thought I did it, but I think they thought I just took, like, a wicked shit and, like, didn't even give any respect to the bathroom because I thought they'd clean it. But so I did that, and there was a girl working on the make line, and I pretended I couldn't squeeze past her in the oven, and I had a spatula with the cinnamon spread on it, and I smeared it on her ass. And, yeah, that got me a harassment write-up and almost fired, too. But I actually took it a step further, and I started telling every employee, every customer that, please don't make fun of this girl. She pooped her pants. But we need her. We can't let her go for her shift today, so we got to keep her here. And, like, she tried to, like, wash it off and, like, just, like, get the water off, wipe it off with water, and it just made it look like smeared diarrhea fail. It was awful.
That sounds fantastic. Hey, we have another caller here. Hang on. I got to take a call here. Hang on. We only have 5 minutes left. It's Vince in the Bay with Dick Burns and Kishu and the one I Jew. Get feedback here. Let's mute that. Okay. Let's take a call. Gary Schultz, you're on the air. What's up, Gary Schultz?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Yo,
hey,
yo,
good, Garrett.
Hey, how's I'm just wondering how was your whole experience with everything?
It was great. How was yours?
Oh, I had a blast. Actually, I actually want to talk about a time like when I went to I went to Thailand. It was a wonderful experience. Have you guys ever been to Thailand at all?
Never.
I was there for 6 months.
Oh, what were you doing over there?
I was training Muay Thai kickboxing in Phuket Islands.
Are you kidding me? No way. I was actually looking to look for kickboxing, but all I could find was a bunch of British people. And they really did. They didn't teach me anything at all.
Well,
very well.
Yeah,
then.
I mean, it's pretty dirty over there, and I mean, don't have sex with any local girls because they probably have dicks.
I just tried 3 people over there. You wouldn't believe that. Like, I thought my dick was gonna fall off. It was bleeding for at least a few days. I had to go to the doctors over there, and what all they could do is. Seriously, it was just filled with crazy, crazy Thailinians. I couldn't believe what was going on.
Thailinians?
Yeah, that's what I like to call them over. You know, it was just a bunch of ridiculous, ridiculous pain for days upon days, and my asshole started bleeding. Like, I couldn't believe it. Actually, I was in the middle of banging out this one dirty, dirty skank. She I was given from it was her brother's daughter, and it. I couldn't believe it. As I was in the middle, I actually had to toot a little bit. So when I did, it was the roughest fish I've ever had. I couldn't handle it in days. But after I tooted, sorry to say, I actually shat all over myself and the girl.
That's good times. Bruh? Yeah,
this
comes with the territory.
Hello?
Good time. Did you have that experience?
Oh, is this guy still fucking talking? What is your deal? Are you done yet, Gary? I got to wrap up the show, bro.
Oh, why do you want to wrap this up? I just want to.
Well, we got 3 minutes. I can't. I have no choice. My hands are tied. The BTR is on. I got to go.
They tied up? Like, how? Tell me. Are you touching yourself? Gary's all over it.
I'm sorry. I don't understand Korean, and I don't feel like translating tonight. Thanks for coming through, though, Gary. I really appreciate the call. That was fun.
That was an amazing story. I loved it.
Yeah, that was brilliant. I wish we had more time. Sorry, bro. You should have called in sooner. Actually, he was hanging out for a while. He was, I don't know, he didn't raise his hand until, like, the last minute. That's how it works here. That's like how
he
Carl
comes
is,
in with
too.
The next story.
Yeah, fucking Carl always calls in at the last minute, too. Thank God he doesn't know. I did a show tonight. Whatever. All right. Hey, we're going to get out of here. Before we do, Dick Burns, anything you want to plug before we get out of here, like your next show or whatever?
I need like 3 more friends before I can make an official link or official name on Facebook. You got to get 25 fans. And I'm going to post pictures. I'm going to post great links all the time. So join up. And that's all for now. Just listen to me on Blog Talk Radio. I don't have a set time. I just kind of do it when I do it. But we'll change that soon. So other than that, thanks for having me tonight, Vince. And have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, man. Thanks for coming through. the one and only Dick Burns, Maximum Respect. Also, Maximum Respect out to my co-host tonight for this impromptu show, the lovely Kishu. Kishu, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me, definitely. And, anytime you need somebody to just call in and, you know, blab about, I'm here. I love the show. And, everybody should definitely listen to the show throughout the week. And Dick Burns Presents as well. It's good laughs, good times. So, yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you, Kishu. We'll be talking again soon. Thanks again to the One Angry Jew and everybody else that came through tonight, Goofy Bone, and everybody who hung around late in the chat, especially Dick Burns Presents, Insomniac Radio, Kishu, Zakova, The Great Satan, Troy Shadow, and a bunch of guest listeners. Thanks, everybody. It was fun. Once again, do not click on any of the links that the Great Satan has pasted into the chat. They are probably obscene and in poor taste, unless you're Kishu, who apparently enjoys everything that he's posted thus far. So, you know, there's something for everybody here. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm going to say good night and adios. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. Peace out, yo.
I don't know, winning anyone?